From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced USDA made an adjustment in school meal reimbursements to help those schools continue serving children healthy meals. The move will add an estimated $750 million more into school meal programs across the country. The goal is to make sure that federal reimbursements keep pace with food and operational costs while ensuring children can continue to get healthy meals at school. RCAF calls the White House action plan for the meat supply chain progress, but isn't convinced yet. The effort includes government funding intended to slowly rebuild competitive marketing channels for cattle and beef, which has created what the administration calls a bottleneck in the nation's food supply chain. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says, "We recognize the level of government involvement is unprecedented and critical for reversing decades of non-enforcement, but he remains skeptical about the strategy." For only the second time since May, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose in December, climbing 9 points from November to 125. The Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations rose in December, accountable mostly to the improved perspective on current conditions. However, farmers are concerned about rising input costs, and nearly half of producers choosing it as a top concern for 2022, along with supply chain issues.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.